And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Ann.
And you've got a mouthful of...
cake!
What sort of cake is it?
Syrup cake.
Golden syrup Golden cake. Syrup cake. Tate and Lyle.
Lyle.
You're so nice. That is from Home Bargains, mate. I'm going to give you a clue right at the top of the show. We'll be home bargaining it up in the second half of the show. Guess how much that was?
Quid.
49p.
2 for quid. Ah.
2 for quid in the supermarché.
All right.
Interesting Frenchness coming up very shortly. This is the Chop Tops. Yeah, 49p.
Nice.
Even cheaper than Morrison's. Home bargains, man. It's a fucking future.
Full of bargains for the
hell. It is. I bought a lot.
Did you?
You'll hear about them later.
Okay.
I actually had to go back in and make a separate purchase because I couldn't carry it all.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's probably been robbed out of my car as I speak.
Probably,
by
yeah.
people from Manchester trying to get revenge for the towel incident. Well done. I'll tell you what, a great show this week. Great show last week, by the way. Excellent editing.
Thank you.
This week, all sorts. This week, you know, the thing about this is that I was you were there. You were there, mate.
I was.
You were in the Homeman's Lodge. We're once again in the treehouse, but you were in the Homeman's Lodge with me when, through the fog, at the end of a particularly heavy night with Lord Bishop, a balding Hungarian walked up to me and handed me a CD saying, "Do you like the flying donuts?"
Right.
And I was like, "Doc, where are they?" And then realised it was a band. And I was like, "Why is he giving me this French band?" But it's because it's a split CD with a band called The Joysticks from Hungary, Ali Ali, Magyarazak. So I went, "Yeah, I do like Flying Donuts, mate." And I had a listen to it. And we are actually going to play track one. We don't normally do this.
No.
But we're playing one further down. It's a split thing. It's a split CD.
It's a split CD.
I'll tell you about it after. This is Make Loud Records. Oh yeah, Tony.
Loud Records.
They want to play Loud Records. Mm. And I was saying some quite out of order French. I am a Frenchman. I like to live as a coast because I like to eat the poisson. That is Flying Donuts, of course.
Yeah.
Or as I call them, les donuts aéronautiques. They like to make Loud Records. Fader Record. Dumicats. Sorry. They might make records that break me ears.
You are quite European.
I am quite European.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is right. Not conventionally so, in that I do hate them all.
Yeah.
But I do fit in.
You know
I like them.
But you know the lingo in which to express your hatred.
I'm probably on my way to Spain now.
Yeah, you are.
I am. On my way to Spain.
It's a nice flight.
Yeah.
And not got propellers on it.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I love them all. Don't know, I love flying. It's just landing I can't handle. It's EasyJet as well.
It's the opposite for me.
I'm taking a hit flask.
We flew Flybe. Never again.
Really? Yeah, I like Flybe.
Do you?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Did they have the propellers when you went on them?
Oh, you weren't on a turboprop.
Yes, it
was. Oh,
you
done. Mate, I wish I'd been there with you. And you're panicking, aren't you, about the propellers?
Yeah.
Mate.
No, I was panicking about the crashing.
Yeah, but I mean, were you more freaked out because there were... Yes. Mate, fucking ridiculous, mate. Sorry, midnight configuration, this is important. Tank, right? When travelling internationally on aeroplanes, ask for the ones with the propellers.
Why?
Well, right, have you seen any war films? Jet planes don't make it home. One jet goes out, bang, in the sea, in the ground, in the side of the mountain.
And this helps why?
Planes with propellers, right. Yeah. They can have four. Your Lancaster bomber, he can get home on one.
Yeah.
You can lose three of them, man. Props are great. Only okay. You can get home on one propeller. All the films say so. Much safer than any other form of air travel. Hot air balloon, one flaming arrow, down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, airship, you see what happened there.
Yeah.
Propellers, man.
Really?
We counted them in. We counted them out. We counted them in. It's always the same amount. You don't lose any. Get home on one propeller, safest way to fly.
Really?
Every time I've flown a plane, well, I haven't flown it, I've flown in a plane with propellers.
Yeah.
I have been over the moon.
Oh, you've been on one, have you?
Yeah, we went really high. Went over the moon.
Nice.
Now, yeah, I've been in those. I used to infrequently fly to Ireland in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Ryanair, still operating a lot of planes with propellers. Brilliant. Love them.
Oh, really?
Safe, yeah. Safe, man.
Okay.
Safe planes. Next time, ask for one.
I don't think so.
Have you got one with propellers? Apparently, they're much safer. And certainly, in a war situation, give me propellers every time.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather be there in a Sopwith Camel than a Lightning, put it that way. This is, of course, Midnight Configuration. Do check them out. That is a Flying Donuts. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
Flyingdonuts.com.
No, flyingdonuts.net. It's probably B1. Tony, it'll probably be the internet one, Tony Neil. That is part of a split CD called This Machine Makes Loud Records. The next band are on it as well. I'll tell you about them in a short while. Right now, though, it's time for MySpace latest comments. And I don't think they have an aeronautical theme. Remind me we've got a phrase of the week, by the way, will you? Not right now.
Okay.
The purple burger alarm helped me through work last night, guys. Nice. I went all Milky Pants. There's 100 shows on iTunes. Fuck me backwards. Mobby Lopez. He's on all the time, isn't he?
Yeah.
There are. Beg pardon. Whenever Nathan Barley, East London Electro nonsense, gets you down, listen to some punky radio. James. He's right, of course. By the way, do leave us a comment. MySpace.com/punky radio. 2,500 characters, as discussed. They are the voices in my head, every single one of them.
Mm.
I tend to chat mostly to the children's characters, though. I find we have most in common.
Okay. And as just mentioned off air, this is show 150.
Yes, and we don't really give a shit.
Not really.
No. This is our 150th show, and we haven't even bothered fucking mentioning it, doing anything about it at all. It's just 150th.
Yeah. It means we're not far off our birthday.
We should be a lesson to everyone. Yeah, yeah, we're going to do something about the birthday. Oh, we're going to give loads of shit away, aren't we? And some CDs.
Yeah.
Quick request. If you is a punky radio, New Rose by the Damned, please. Otherwise, a big kiss and a macho hug in Spain from the undisputed king of Roachy and Roll. LHS the third. I love the sight, by the way. Just listen to it for nearly 10 minutes. Bopping on a lily pad, lily pad, lily pad. Bopping on a lily pad, lily pad, lily pad. That's Roachy, Roachy and Sino, lead singer, LHS 3rd, lead singer of Roachy and Sino.
Cool.
As promised last week. I'm going to meet him in a couple of days' time and interview him and say, what made you come up with Rumble in the Jungle? Going down the river in my old mud boat. Don't even know if my boat's going to float. Oh, I love him. fucking nutty band. We just released our debut EP. 4 of the 5 tracks are up on our player as well. A couple of live practice tracks. Come over and have a listen. Boz, Minimal Damage. Didn't we play them the other week? Didn't I bring them back from the States, Minimal Damage?
Doesn't
I don't know,
about.
Did I? Maybe I didn't. Oh, I thought I had, and that's why I read that. Turns out I didn't. Oh, well. Who cares?
Okay.
Right, I mean, about me. So, have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do.
Time.
Thank you all for your vote so far this month. As always, we always need more votes, so please do vote for us if you haven't already. Go easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject.
I'm going to have a bit of this cake.
If you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here are the top 5. Punky Inspires. TTN may think they're sellouts, but I use the Punky code on GoDaddy to start my podcast.
Oh, this is the one I meant to mention last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still catching up on Podcast Alley comments.
Just bang me head.
You don't drop more things on your laptop killer.
No,
you're really going to fuck it.
I lost it in my trousers.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
That makes it right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had toast crumb under my achy.
But I use the Punky code on GoDaddy to start my podcast, which Tony said graciously plugged last week for 10 minutes.
It's not as
thanks,
good as
Tony.
The ginger cake.
Oh, and tell Paul, our lack of romantic relationship has nothing to do with our relative ages, but rather with his relative proximity to Chicago.
I knew she fancied me.
Yeah. Well, she had that look in her eyes.
When I was completely hammered.
Yeah.
I know.
She was completely sober.
I had that look in my eyes. She had to go out to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get out of the mini.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's not Amber. Oh, Amber's, of course.
Amber Ants. Has she done any more podcasts?
Don't think so.
I can hardly hear her. I listen to it. I can hardly hear her.
There's also some Steve bloke talking.
No, that's Grant Geezer. He doesn't understand sharing like we do. He tries to dominate, make it like it is. You know, it's not that 50-50
yeah,
thing
exactly.
Like we've got going.
Yeah. And it's Dumbassity Live, isn't it? Dumbassitylive.com.
Yeah, Dumbassity Live.com.
Yeah. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you very much, Amber.
Punky Rules.
I've tried to vote for them. I couldn't find them on Podcast Alley.
So this should get like, I should have
finished that piece of Lyle Streakle sponge thingamy cake.
It's fine.
Before.
I've got things to go.
Sorry.
Punky Rules. It's the kitten's galoshes.
Is it?
That's from Woody B3.
Woody B3. Will you love me?
Arse Biscuits.
Fair enough.
Paul B. Edwards is a comedy genius.
Am
I? And a real gentleman.
Oh, I am, yes.
Like some Prof. O'Bollocks.
Professor Pierre O'Bollocks.
Yeah.
He's got a lovely Pierre O'Bollocks.
Really?
That is Rick Hulse, the man who puts on the bike rally things. He's great, and I thought he could have a go at stand-up comedy himself, and he has done, and he did all right. And he went, thanks, Paul. Went, that's no problem at all. And he voted for us, make up for it.
Excellent.
Professor Pierre O'Bollocks, you are a legend in your own lunchtime. But keep me away from scary eyes, BJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Give me a P. P.
P.
Give me a U.
U.
U. Gimme, oh, I can't bother, so just
right.
Yay Punky. Instead of watching crap on telly when I get home from work, I listen to Punky.
Good decision.
Forget the shitty day I've just had. Thanks, guys. That's some insane star.
I'm an insane star.
Yeah.
Z-list.
But insane nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've got that side of showbiz wrapped up. It's just the being really famous thing I'm falling down on. I've got all the madness. I do qualify.
Punky is the best.
It is.
Just download it, man. You won't be disappointed.
You won't.
Paulie B is a man's man and just keeps knocking back his homosexual co-host who is in love with him. Listen closely and you will notice Tony stroking his wang to the sound of Paulie B's voice.
It is true. I have to knock the cocks out of your mouth so you can see the telly.
That's true. Also check out TTN, Total Nonsense.
Don't bother.
Punky's favourite podcast.
I don't even listen
anymore.
That's
from Dinkle 007.
It's nearly 3 hours long. I've got things to do.
It was over 3 hours long the other week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hell, I had loads of things to do that week. No, good job, didn't I?
But hey, that's it. Thank you.
Well done. Oh, God, that was loud. Well done. I need to work on our production values. Well done, everybody. Time for track two. Track two this week comes from the same CD as the first one. Flying Donuts versus the Joysticks. This machine makes loud records. The Flying Donuts are French. The Joysticks are Hungarian. They make queer bedfellows. But the Joysticks fairly similar to Flying Donuts. I think you'll find Dirty, Greasy, Rock and Roll. I'll call it. That's what I'll call it, sir. Dirty Greasy Rock and Roll. What I want to know is, what is Joysticks MySpace, please?
MySpace.com/joysticks.
No, MySpace.com/TheJoysticks. Only being in the internet too,
did
Tony.
On purpose.
I did. This is New Generation. The times are keepin' changing. I ain't living the best. I love to see the girls, how they shaking their ass. I ain't no hippie, ain't no punk. A gasoline burning on either trunk. Come on, come on, enough the conversation. Join the revolution. Shout it out loud. We're a new generation. There's no violation. Permanent vacation. Scream it out loud. We're a new generation. Come on in and let yourself loose. Cause you're the needed part for this fucking boot. A drink for you, two for me. Sugar, bitter, honey, why don't I be the beer? Come on, come on, enough the conversation. Join the revolution, shout it out loud. We're a new generation, there's no violation. Permanent vacation, scream it out loud. We're, there's no violation. That is fair enough, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I'd like to know why this thing hasn't started now. When it should have.
You are laptop killer.
Thank you. I'm not laptop killer.
Yeah.
I just fucked it, alright? What did you do it for?
Well, that's probably why it's dead.
Yeah, it's gone a minute in. Let's have that again. Thank you. That's scarier. Now, Facebook, right? You like that, don't you? You did alright in the poker
like
tournament,
Facebook.
Didn't you? You did alright in the poker tournament?
Yeah.
Well, you have 90 grand?
90 grand, yeah.
I did alright on there the other night playing pissed. Won 800,000. Back to 1.6 mil. Feeling good about myself. Oh, yeah. Got up to 1.8 and a half.
Right.
1.85, but I was drunk the next night and I lost 200,000 chips in about 30 seconds. So I stopped playing for once. Clever me.
Hey.
When you find us on Facebook, frankly, I don't know how you do. You type our names in or something mad happens.
Something mad happens like that, yeah.
And thanks for the ad, Hannah. When you add us, if I remember when you add me, if I remember, I do a silly little how we met each other. But I've got a feeling the ones we got this week, at least three of them, well, two of them were done by the people themselves.
Okay.
There's a Met Randomly bit. Isn't it even called Met Randomly now? It's just other.
Is it?
Yeah, it's other. I'm streamlined some shit. Anyway, I have started updating it again. I've started writing. All the rubbish has come back into my head after 2 or 3 months of sense.
Okay.
Relative sense. Anne Kinsinger, she's Anne Kay. She's the. I'm sure she's a Carolina. Or Carolina.
Bye bye.
Anyway, she's cougar material.
Cougar material?
She was MILF last week. I decided she's cougar this week.
Okay.
She's definitely a cougar.
What's cougar mean?
Cougars. MILFs are mothers I like to fuck, aren't they? That's the face of them. Cougars are the ones that want to fuck you.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones that show up in the bar. With that little skirt just a little bit too high. Going, hey there, schoolboy. Fancy a little bit of mama's cooking? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Call me a schoolboy again.
Muffins.
Anyway, right. She's written this one. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you
meet? We met randomly. Anne was working as a pet psychic in Seattle, Washington State. Paul, distraught over his beloved hamster, Chloe, was referred to Anne by a friend. Chloe had begun flying into inexplicable rages, during which she would tear about her cage, creating huge messes and leaving her fur all awry. Paul brought Chloe to see Anne, and they immediately established a rapport. It turned out that the reason for Chloe's rage was that Paul had switched her litter from high-quality cedar shavings to El Cheapo shredded newspaper, and she did not like getting the ink on her paws and fur. Horrified, Paul switched back to the cedar litter, and ever since has had a tidy hamster.
Nice.
Beautifully written, Anne, of course, beautifully written. Will Kistler, do you know how we met?
No.
We met randomly in 2007. Will wrote this. Will and Paul were strangers up to the point when they faced off against one another in finals of the World Edible Architecture Competition. Instantly recognising each other as masters of the craft, they became fast friends, remain so to this day. And that's because he's even chewier than Barrow in Furnace Bus Depot. I've just added that bit off nice. The top of my head. Megan Klein.
Okay.
She's from South Africa. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
She wrote, I think she wrote this. Did she write this or did I? I don't remember which one was like this. We worked at Super Mario Brothers in 1979. We met randomly in 1979. Megan and I started working at Super Mario Brothers on the same day and were always destined to be a computer-generated cartoon duo, fighting crime and jumping up and down platforms trying to headbutt Powerballs for extra strength. Those extra larges won't make themselves.
Nice.
Simon Latter. Do you know how... me and Simon... Simon's the sound man at Woodside Hall.
Okay. But how did you meet?
Well, I like to say randomly, but Simon can be hilarious. And he wrote, we worked at Woodside Hall.
Ah.
Last minute comedy. I, however, put, we travelled to Lilliput, where we were very big for a while together. Anya Laumann is responsible for my foray into Swedish films, Danish films.
Oh, really?
Dog me. She was the director of the film I was in that's never come out. Yeah, it will do, though. We met randomly in 2004. It's fucking 4 years ago. 3.5 years ago. It's October.
Yeah.
3.5 years ago, I made a movie. It's never seen the light of day.
One of many. Possibly.
Well, yes. Well, there's one from the weekend flying around cyberspace, but that's another story.
Okay.
We met randomly. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 2004. Annie asked me to life model in her art class after her friend recommended me to her. I failed to make the grade. Turns out I wasn't a big enough prick after all. I got just as that song finished. Have you got to add?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. Always need more though. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All of you know a twat, so all of you need to email me. Simple as that. This is a short and sweet one. It's from Bill, our favourite New Yorker.
Bill Hanf?
That's the fella.
The man, the man Bill.
He's a long-time listener now, I think.
Yeah, we can safely say that.
I think so,
and
yeah.
He knows about the date and everything.
Huh. So, Tony.
I hope this plays this.
Here is a short but sweet is a twat for you. It's Threadless.com, who are producing Emo Teddy Bear t-shirts. Fucking
I beg
retarded.
Your pardon.
Emo Teddy Bear t-shirts.
Uh-oh.
That's a teddy bear emo on a t-shirt. Threadless.com is a twat. The shirt is probably a joke, but still. So are all the fuckers who took photos of themselves wearing the shirts and submitted them to the site. It's full of pictures of people modelling them. So look at my cool t-shirt.
Oh, God.
And it's a crying teddy bear with an emo haircut.
Oh, for fuck.
That's just wrong. Threadless.com/product/370/emo_bear.
They're twats.
So you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to pause it?
Yeah, it's just about to finish, but I'll pause it.
Anyway.
Right.
So threadless.com
is a twat.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much, Bill. Although you should know by now, we want more information than that, really.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know where they're from. He's done no research, though. But he's a nice guy. He understands about the date. Misspelt 2.0, Tone.
Yes.
You like these, don't you?
Yes.
Should I call them misspelt 2.0?
2.0.
Would you prefer that?
Yes.
We got this lovely, lovely letter from them. All right, you punky chat. I'm letting go of the fact they've used the wrong form of all right. That's not a word.
Okay.
All right. All right, you punky chaps. This is the brand new demo from the misspelt, now known as misspelt 2.0. Oh, they have written zero, fair enough. It's our first recording with Jen, and we think it's a corker. I think she's a corker. So please, can you play it until the laser is burnt out on your player? All the best, Dunk. Right, I think I don't know whether he's saying all the best, Dunk.
Right,
as in all the best people in the world stick their biscuits in their tea.
Okay,
or whether he's saying cheers, guys. I'm called Duncan.
Yeah, don't know.
I'm going with all the best, Dunk, because
yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm
hi, Dunk.
I'm
yeah.
quite clearly one of the best. All right, and they're from Northampton, which is of course the home of Bauhaus.
Ah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, on this little EP thing here, Junk Food Generation, lovely picture of a burger on the front. That's actually made me quite hungry for a bit more cake, which I don't think is the intention.
No.
They haven't really thought that through. That's a delicious looking burger.
It looks good to me.
With a skull and crossbones on it, just making it a pirate burger. Which means you could order it in the only accent you could do. How would you order that?
A burger, yar.
Exactly. Yar. Exactly. They've really fucked this up. anyway, this is called Foxtrot Oscar, which I think is code for fuck off.
Of course it is.
What I want to know is, Tony, you've got two choices here. You're already losing 2-0, right? You've got a chance to get 2 points back here. What is the misspelt 2.0's website?
Themisspelt.co.uk.
I know, and I gave you a clue there because I said the misspelt when it just says misspelt. But yeah, it's themisspelt.com. So that's poorly being the internet 3, Tony Neil. Okay. Now what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/themisspelt.
No, MySpace.com/misspelt2.0, and the 2 is the number 2, but the 0 is Z-E-R-O. So that's poorly being internet 4, Tony Neil, and Foxtrot Oscar. Foxtrot Oscar. Look at you when you look at me.
Look into my eyes and me, what do you see?
I see a life chasing money. Foxtrot Oscar.
It's very nice, isn't it?
Great. Absolutely brilliant. It's a great EP, isn't it? We like it a lot.
Yeah, it's we four do tracks like it of a lot. Goodness.
Four tracks of goodness. There is a phone number on here, but I'm not going to read it out because everyone's going to think it's her, and it's not. It's Dunk.
It's probably Dunk, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's why all the best people. I could dunk. I could go up to Northampton and dunk. I could slam dunk.
You could do, if it let you.
I could slam dunk my junk in a bottom bunk. Isn't that a line for one of my songs? I know it from somewhere.
Possibly. I don't know.
You didn't call me a punk, you didn't call me a skunk when I slam dunk my junk on your bottom bunk. It takes two to tango, but anyone, this one of mine. I only want to masturbate. Right, Tone. What's this? Have you been having a look at this GoDaddy thing?
I've had a brief look.
What have you found out about it?
Well, so far I found out that GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your
handy.
After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want a simple blog style site where you can add your
maybe
observations, you pictures and rant to your heart's content, or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Hey, well, GoDaddy can help there too.
Cool.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
As it's L.
Oh, right.
Which will protect your customer details.
I need my customer details protected.
You do?
I do.
You can also set up a merchant account.
I've been too
account.
Free with them of late.
So you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all.
What's that?
If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2, that's...
PUNKY2.
And that will give you 20% off orders at £20 or
wow.
more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of the exchange rate, baby! It's cool.
So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
Your internet and web hosting
needs. Banana. There you go.
That
oh,
you
cut that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks very much for that.
That's all right.
Can you tell me that again?
Oh, that's a lot clearer.
Can you tell me that again? I want listening. No. Good website, isn't it? Let's face it. You should say, go here because Ambrance uses it.
Exactly. It's two. That's two.
And she's well sweet. Right.
She is well sweet.
Phrase of the week, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Oh, don't forget phrase of the week.
That's the Hispanic girls, by the way. Oh, they should have a new one by now. I'll check. I'll see. We might be able to get a new one in. But this week's phrase of the week, rather than word of the week, came from Twilight and Thebes, the gun-toting hippies of Old Town Town. Yeah. They live on the side of a dirty mountain. I might start saying that every time I mention them. Twilight and Thebes. You can sing it with me. Twilight and Thebes. They live on the side of a dirty mountain. Yeah.
What's that, Bob?
I've made it up.
Oh, okay.
Come on, let's do it again. Twilight and Thieves. They live on the side of a dirty mountain. Like, oh, that's fucking good. I was doing Twilight and Thieves. They live on the side of a dirty mountain. Yeah, fucking brilliant, mate. And I got this email from her. She sends me a lot of photos of herself. And
right.
He don't know about those. But she also sent me this one, this phrase. She was listening to this band and she thought they were saying something they weren't. What she thought they were saying was, Christ in a coffin, which is like up there with Milky Pants. Really. She said, I love it because it's so blasphemous. It is. Christ in a coffin, that's brilliant. Yeah. But if you want to be really blasphemous, I strongly recommend that you read a Viz magazine from a few years back that was in Silky's Bog when I was having a poo the other day and I was reading it at Silky's, and there was this one letter, it's fantastic. It said, upset fundamentalist Christians in bookshops by asking if they can put their Bibles in the fiction section. But yeah, Christ in a coffin, I think that's quite a good little exclamation, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not as good as Milky Pants, but it's up there. Christ in a coffin. That could catch on.
That's cool.
Word on them. What was I on about? Doesn't matter.
Don't
know. I'm into the next one now. Death Zone.
Yes.
Technically, I think we just play them, don't we?
I think we've done it the wrong way around, haven't we?
I think we've done it the wrong way around.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've done it the right way around.
Okay.
Haven't we? Or have we done it the wrong way around? Did we go into detail about the others before we need to talk about these? Let's talk about these. Death Zone, friends of ours, aren't they? Where are they from? Are they from Stoke-on-Trent or somewhere? They are, aren't they, from that way somewhere?
I don't think so.
Don't you? Where do you think they're from?
I don't know.
You sure about that?
Ring a bell.
Am I going to prove you wrong now?
They
wanted us to go on their Newcastle under Lyme, Staffordshire, Tony. I believe that's Stoke-on-Trent. It's Newcastle under Lyme.
Okay.
It's next to Stoke-on-Trent, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was right there, wasn't I?
You were right, Paul.
I was much more righter than you.
Yeah, you were.
I was more righter.
Yeah, because you said it was as it wasn't. You can't be much righter than that.
That
really,
is right,
you?
Yeah. That's
you're right about that, Paul.
I am.
Doing this, Stoke.
I'm more right than you are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called them Stoke. Newcastle, Stoke, don't get on. No, sir. Death Zone, they're great. They like us and we like them. They said we could be on their album cover, but we said we're not cool enough.
No.
Which is true. Because there's a great album cover that we would only ruin.
True.
And it's from their album, When the Punks of the World Unite. We're on their side. Dyslexics of the world untie. We're playing track three. We played a couple of tracks here, haven't we? We played
10 and 12.
We played Use Your Mind, Not Your Fists. We played.
Yeah, and 10.
That is 10.
Oh, what's 8?
Masters of Sheep.
Yeah, we played that.
Yeah, we played that as well.
Yeah.
It's just the way you went. We played 10 and 12. I went 10. Yeah, Use Your Mind, Not Your Fishing. Really, what's 10? I went, I don't know. So, well, what's 8 then?
I knew it was 8. And it was 2 between them.
Masters of Sheep we played. Anyway, we're playing track 3.
Somewhere.
We're playing track 3, which is 5 tracks before track 8, Masters of Sheep.
Okay.
And 7 before Use Your Mind.
Good.
It's called Day to Day. What I want to know is, Tone, what is Death Zone's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DeathZoneBand.
No, MySpace.com/DeathZoneUK. Paulie B Instead 5, Tony Neil. This is Day to Day. Yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it? That's fair enough. That was great editing. I've got that just right. The computer's responding now. Death Zone have saved us.
We're all okay.
We all need Death Zone in. I wonder if Death Zone makes your first wave.
Don't know. Where they from again?
They're from Newcastle. Don't get me started. Oh, you can be cheeky sometimes. You are. These are the Chop Tops. I've learned to say it really well now.
You have.
The old Chop Tops. I'm just putting in some gonzo. Right, Tone.
Very nice.
I've been threatening this. I threatened it last week. I actually got these products last week, but I've saved the receipt.
Okay.
Home Bargains. Yeah. I can't drive through Mansfield without stopping in Home Bargains.
Nope.
I can't do it.
No.
And every time I'm there, I end up buying loads and loads of stuff, but it's very, very reasonably priced. So here goes. Home Bargains, top brands, bottom prices.
Yes.
Is the logo. St. Peter's Retail Park, Mansfield, NG 18-1BE. I won't read out the phone number in case you think it's the bird.
Okay.
Here goes. This is the list of what I bought, right?
Yeah.
And then so you've got to add it up in your head.
Okay.
I think you're going to come under, basically, because it was a little bit more than usual. But okay. I got two new paintings. I got New York scenes.
Okay, yeah.
I've got the statue, half the Statue of Liberty. I've got the top half.
What's the other one you had? Is that New York as well, then?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but I've got a New York waterfront as well now. I've got three of them. I've gone New York crazy. Right, so I've got those two.
Okay.
All right. Now, I did buy for 20... Oh, I nearly gave you the price away there. Washing up liquid.
Okay.
That was a Clear Performance Lemon and Lime, 500ml. Bevelini sun-dried tomatoes back in the shop, my friend.
Nice.
With mushrooms.
Okay.
No. Ross Posh Shallots in cider. Come on. Cider and balsamic vinegar for my onions.
Wow.
Nothing but the best. Bevelini pesto. I'd run out of pesto. Set of three rollerball pens. I've got a two-pack mug set. It ain't got two-pack on it, though.
Okay.
It's not two-pack. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, eyes with my bitches, yeah. I pop a cap in your ass, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like, one says sex and one says beer. I love them.
Excellent.
I've also got some Easy Wash Lemon. I think that was washing up liquid as well.
Okay.
I got the Calypso Dry Oil Spray. Factor 30 for my fair skin.
Okay.
See, for me holiday that I'm on now.
Yep.
Got it last week though, but I'm there. McVitie Golden Syrup Slab Cake. Well, you had that beauty. And yep. I got the price wrong, by the way. I've been done, I've just realised.
Okay.
I got a book, Parking Mad, the best and worst car parks in the UK. Yeah,
nice.
I'm an enthusiast. If they'd got one about roundabouts, I'd have bought the old lot. I got what I thought was a folding chair, but according to this, it's a kid's folding chair. Might be a little small for me. I got a Galaxy Milk Bar, McVitie's Jamaican Ginger and Fruit Cake, that's for me, and
nice.
Fruit Cake, eh? Looking forward to that one. I did get a pack of clear plasters.
Okay.
Inset body spray. Taboo. I'm going to have mysterious underarms.
Okay.
I got a Colgate Actibrush with battery.
Nice.
Yeah, an electric toothbrush. Try and save the rest of me gnashes. I've still got that one wobbling about in half of now. I got a Taylor Galfarm ibuprofen. Recently,
nice.
I can't stop buying budget painkillers.
Well, those come in handy.
They do. I got an out and about sleeping bag.
Oh,
in
right.
case.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a Bakeware chips and pizza crisper.
Gosh.
It's not a baking tray, it's a chips and pizza crisper.
Okay.
Right. How much do you reckon?
28.
32.43. Not bad, though.
That's not a bad guess.
That's not bad at all, is it? Now, I also had to go back in the shop to get something else.
Okay.
And I couldn't decide on a nest of tables. Or I had thought, I'm a bit low on tables in there, but I'm also a bit low on seating.
Yeah.
In the Hireman's Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Should we have more than three people there?
Yeah.
So what did I do, Tone? I poo-pooed the nest of tables. I said, no way, nest of tables.
Okay.
When I spotted the nest of stools.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got a net of blocks of, it's like Russian dolls of stool.
Yeah.
It's not, I haven't got a big poo with a medium poo and a little poo inside it. I've got three stools, basically. What have I done there? That's better. Eight. So, yeah, so how much do you think they were?
Five,
three of them.
Oh.
There's three of them.
£8.
£9.99. Down from 16 in there.
All right.
Down from 16.99 in there. So, anyway, next time you're around, you can sit on one.
Cool.
And you'll be able to set up some of your kit in a homeless lodging with more comfort. Because I want us to be totally relaxed when we make sure.
Okay.
To lodge. It's about half a day's ride from here. So I ought to get on with the next song. It's in.
I've done that well, haven't I?
I did that without looking. I'm not playing it yet.
I'm just going to get that ready. So it's done.
All right. I'll play it now, shall I?
It's up to you.
Shall I? Have you got anything you want to say in this bit?
No. Not massively. Well, what else has happened to us? No. We've had the propeller conversation.
Oh, we have?
But yeah.
What, were you saving that, were you?
Well, I forgot to mention it.
Right.
And the whole panic attack thing I had on the plane.
I've just got to work out what I'm actually playing here.
Six.
I've got it. How do you know it? This is six. This is six. It's quite an old song. This is Gonzo. This is Underground. This is Guanabats.
It is.
That was Gonzo. They're another band from Hungary. We've managed to play two Hungarian bands in a week. That is amazing, isn't it? That is amazing.
Get all that time with that one, and then 2 kilometre ones.
These are the ones that the crazy Hungarian walked through the fog to give me when he was giving me flying donuts. He gave me flying donuts and Gonzo. Thank you, crazy Hungarian.
What was that crazy Hungarian name? I can't remember. Crazy Hungarian.
I'm trying to think of a an Hungarian name, if I'm saying it correctly. What's an Hungarian name?
Goulash.
No, that's a soup.
It's the name of a soup.
Yeah, but yeah, all right. I'm not going to call him Crazy Goulash, am I? I want to call him Crazy something. Everyone I meet from Poland, I now call Crazy Wojtek. Don't tell you about that.
No.
Unless they're a girl, obviously. Okay. Any bloke I meet from Poland. Any bloke I meet from Poland, do you mind if I call you Crazy Wojtek? They sometimes get upset. Because I think there are a lot of Crazy Wojtek in Poland, right? I think that's how it's happened.
Right.
I like to call them Crazy Wojtek. It's probably mildly racist.
Possibly.
But the Hungarians, I'm trying to think of an Hungarian name. Fenyo. Alice Fenyo. No, it's a surname. That means fir tree in Hungarian. And Alice means anchovies in Portuguese. You know that?
No.
People should think a little bit hard about calling their daughters Alice. That's all I'm saying.
What is it again?
Anchovies.
Anchovies.
In Portuguese.
Nice.
Girls are made of sugar and spice. Why do they taste of anchovies? That's what I'm saying. Don't call them it.
No, no, no.
If you're called Alice. Ha! Yeah, so Gonzo, Hungarian. I can't think. If I think of a Ferenc. A classic Hungarian name. Ferenc. Crazy Ferenc. All Hungarians are now going to call Crazy Ferenc. So he was called Crazy Ferenc. As in Ferenc Puskas. Oh, okay. The famous Hungarian football player.
Okay.
Crazy Ferenc. Crazy Ferenc. I'm calling him Crazy Ferenc. He was the Lord's tour manager. That's a big job.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Lord Bishop. I mean the Lord. He was Lord Bishop's tour manager, Crazy Ferenc. That's why he was there. That's what I'm calling him now.
I remember him being there. What he did.
He was the tour manager, but they had to pick him up from Luton. I thought
that's a bit wrong.
That doesn't bode well, does it? So anyway, he gave us a CD, Gonzo, right? What one is Tony? What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Gonzo Band.
No, nearly. MySpace.com/Gonzo Zine, as in Z-E-N-E.
Oh.
That was probably Crazy Ferenc's idea. I don't think we'll play anything else by them.
No.
Because it's a bit poppy for us, isn't it?
It's quite a
nice album. If you did like it, by all means go ahead. I'm not saying it's not any good. I'm just saying it's not our usual fare. That was really the only one. That was the only one we could really play, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The rest were a bit more poppy than that. But they are good. I don't want to be rude about them. But they're not really
punk. It's a very nicely produced.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes. And Crazy Ferenc did say that.
Did he?
He said, look, these are quite poppy. They might not be your cup of tea, but you might find something on the play. I just like you two. They're friends of mine. I'm Crazy Ferenc. I think
crazy.
He said Crazy Ferenc, yeah. Unlike Crazy Wojtek, who's every Polish man.
Right.
From now, and it'll be really funny, all of you out there in punky radio land, if from now on you call every Pole you know Crazy Wojtek. That'd be great. What's he called? Crazy Wojtek. What's she called? Crazy Wojtek's missus.
Nice.
Not being in the European Championships has been great.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's been great?
I've drank a lot less. Normally...
Watch the England matches,
drink loads of beer, and then get all het up about it, and then we lose.
No,
so it's quite nice not having the anticipation about it.
I've found with us not being in the Euros that I haven't cried 3 times in 10 days, and then twiddled my thumbs for the rest of the tournament, feeling a bit miserable. Yeah, I've just been enjoying the football.
Yeah,
I was enjoying the Dutch winning. I wonder how they ended up doing, because obviously I'm now in Spain. The thing is, I'm in Spain.
Right.
If Spain could be in the semi-finals, I could be in Spain when Spain could be there.
Wow.
I've said Spain quite a lot.
You have said Spain for me.
I have said Spain quite a lot. I've said Guanabats. Yeah, I'll be seeing the Guanabats this week.
Oh.
Friday, I think. Thursday or Friday. Friday, I think. Okay. Or maybe Saturday.
So any last minute things about your trip? Because you say you're going tomorrow, you're on your way. You're on your way now.
I'm on my way if it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
I'm on my way, mate. I'm Ron's 22. Excellent. They might not have made it to the Euros, but I'm making it to Europa. Europa. Yeah, but I quite like us not being in it. I wouldn't want us to not be in the World Cup.
Yeah, I'd prefer us to be in it, actually.
But we've not been in the Europeans before. We never do very well in the Europeans. It's like the World Cup, really. The only time we do well is when it's in our country.
Yeah, Euro 96 was a good one.
Was a good one. Paul Parker turned his back on the wall. I blame Paul Parker. He blames Kenny Sampson.
Does he?
No, Kenny Sampson. Who's Kenny Sampson blame? No, Kenny Sampson. Everybody blames someone.
Right.
Kenny Sampson. No, 1986, Argentina. Kenny Sampson actually blames Steve Hodge.
That was the World Cup then, was it?
That was World Cup 86, Hand of God.
Oh, right, yeah.
Everybody's looking for somebody to blame.
Yeah.
That should be the title of a very good song, probably by me.
Yeah. Would it be a country number?
No.
Okay.
Everybody's got somebody else to blame, and they live on the side of a dirty mountain. Probably. Yeah. I tell you, have you seen Kung Fu Hustle?
No.
What a film.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Saw it around at Silky's. I had been drinking since 2.
Okay.
And we didn't start watching it till about 11 at night.
All right.
Maybe half 10.
Who's in that then?
I couldn't tell you. I was hammered.
Okay.
Oh, some of the effects in it. It's a hilarious film. Really brilliant bits as well. Really, really brilliant.
All right.
It's one of these
it's really over the top
mad
films.
And yeah, but it's so good because it's actually it references films that have taken the piss out of kung fu films.
All right. Okay.
So there's a couple of scenes in it that are just taking the piss out of Kill Bill, which is obviously referencing every kung fu film made ever.
Yeah.
So it is quite well put together. It's also very, very funny. There's some brilliant bits in it. Really good. Couldn't tell you who's in it. Can't tell you the plot.
Okay.
All I can tell you is that by the time it started, I'd had a bottle of rosé wine, a bottle and a half of red wine, and 2 white Russians.
Nice.
Called Crazy Ivan. No, have you ever had white Russians?
Yeah.
Oh. How'd you make them?
Milk, Kahlua, and vodka?
Yeah. But and ice.
And ice.
Yeah. Frozen vodka. Got to put it in first, otherwise it sits on top. Ooh, syrupy.
Oh.
Yeah, frozen vodka and Kahlua and milk mixed up.
Yeah.
Those Russians.
It tastes wrong, but it's quite nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Those Russians.
I've not really watched many films. I've watched a few films, but I'm not good at reviewing them. But Rambo 4, Bloodbath. Jesus,
you were scared of that, weren't you?
That was harsh.
Rambo 4, is it called? Is that his subtitle? Rambo 4, Bloodbath.
It's called John Rambo.
John Rambo.
It's horrible.
In the Bloodbath.
Had to watch it twice.
Yeah, just had to.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, because you can believe it the first time.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
That's because that's my Neighbours is on twice.
Yeah.
Because you can't believe it the first time. I don't know if it still is. It's changed channel, hasn't it?
It's on 5 now.
A friend of mine accidentally watched Doctors the other day. You ever seen Doctors?
Oh, God, yeah.
She was going
was
fucking
horrible.
Spare. She was screaming at it. What's this rubbish? Get it off my television. It's awful, awful, awful. It went fair enough, yeah. I quite like it.
It is.
I like the bloke in the wheelchair.
Nice.
He's unlucky in love. And
is
running. He is unlucky in love, yeah.
Also, what's Jumper? That was quite good. Worth watching, I thought.
John Rambo had a jumper on?
Nah, Jumper, separate
film. Oh, that's a separate film.
Yeah. About teleporting and things like that. Had the guy from Billy Elliot in it.
Dancing Billy Elliot.
Dancing one.
He was in it.
And Darth Vader from the Star Wars prequels. The big one, the young lad.
The big young lads. Do you
Anakin
mean
Skywalker.
Anakin
Skim. Yeah, Hayden Christensen.
Oh, is that Hayden Christensen?
It's alright. I'd like to go and see
that Indiana Jones thing.
Yeah.
And the Temple of Doom. I haven't seen the first.
Have you seen that?
I've only seen the first one. No, I would like to see the latest one. But it's a bit of a long title.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I was going to watch it last week, but I got
caught
into work.
There'll be some good gags there. And Harrison Ford, as he gets old, he's really good at looking miserable, isn't he?
Yeah.
My sort of actor.
Exactly.
We better play the last song.
Okay.
I think
that's films done, then.
That's films done and dusted, yeah. That was films, White Russians, Kung Fu Hustle, not being in the Euros, everything I'd written down there. Brilliant.
We've
fulfilled our obligations to everybody this week. Last track, Plastron, El Gato. We played Plastron last week, didn't we? Yes, Paul. We played them last week, and we're playing them again this week.
And they were very good.
They still are.
She sounds lovely.
She does. This is from the album Enchanted Evening. I'm playing track 5. I played this to Felix Hamboy in... I don't know why I've taken that out again. I played this to Hamboy in his hemp-filled salon.
Yep.
And he went, well, that's good, isn't it? yes, it is. It's 5 minutes longer, so I'm going to start it going now. Right, so it's on. Right, are we on? Is it on?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's weird-a-rama. Right, it's fantastic, this. It moves and shakes and changes and goes all weird and then not weird. And it's all, whoa, can you feel it already? This is around track 5. I'm into the fifth dimension now.
Okay.
Which I believe is also known as Fishtown. What I want to know is, Tony, for 5 points...
Oh, all right.
No, 6 points. You'll need 6 to win it. Fuck it, for 1 point, what is Plastron's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Plastron.
It is. It's probably being internet loads, Tony Wan, and this is El Gato. I let the cat when he sings in tune with a fiddle, ditty and a El Gato. How good is that?
She does sound quite nice.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Do you want to come to Philadelphia with me? I only forgot a plane propeller, sir. I've completely changed my mind about those now. I think they're the safest way to travel.
I'll go on a boat.
Would you?
It take a long time, but I'll get there.
Take your laptop. Get a lot of work done.
That is true. I can finish a whole project on
that
journey.
How long is a boat over there? A week?
Is that all it is? Somewhere I thought it'd be longer.
Might be. It depends what sort of boat it is.
One with propellers.
Yeah, if you go one down the river in an old mud boat, it's going to take you ages.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you aquaplane it? Would you be all right doing it?
How far do they fly to the sea? I think it depends on how high off the ground it goes.
Right. Yeah. How about a catamaran?
Mine's going to be dinghy.
Going in dinghy?
Going in dinghy.
Yeah.
Mate, I like the word dinghy.
I'd just get over your fear of flying and say, fuck it. That'd be the easiest thing to do, really.
I'd bet jugs would do it, of course.
Of course they would. Yeah. Or just simply more of them.
Yeah.
You should definitely only fly with me. I don't put your mind at rest, but I'll get you through it. It didn't really help until I'm smashed.
Yeah.
And then I should never have sobered up before we landed.
Yeah, Long haul's right. Probably better.
Long haul's much better. Sure, I can understand why you get freaked out short haul. Because you're up and down, your ears are popping, all that. And you have to pay for your drinks.
Yeah.
Long haul's great because drinks are free. It's like Club Tropicana in many ways. Long haul flying, drinks are free. Fun and sunshine, there's enough for everyone. All that's missing is the sea. Thankfully, we don't want to hit that. But don't worry, you can have free drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week's show might be late. We don't know yet. Might be late.
Might be late.
Next, so just bear with us next week because I don't get back till Monday night, but I might not be able to go up and see you on Tuesday, so there's a possibility.
We'll sort something out.
Next week's show might be late. We will try and sort something out, but please understand we're going to get it out as soon as we can, and then we're going to make the show.
Yeah. That's our philosophy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And oh, yes, yes. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog! Oh, Poog! Twilight and thieves who live on the side of a dirty mountain.